The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical,
this is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 7th of February, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Brewer of Beer, the Decorator of Dungeons, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, it's El Gran Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'll, I lost something here.
I don't know.
If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Speaking of social links, go ahead and check in on Get Glue! Earn real stickers by logging on to getglue.com. You can look up online gaming radio. You can also look up Jethel. You know what? You can find them at kithacore.org/social right now, baby. All right, so let's see here. How are we doing, Elkman?
I'm doing okay.
No kitty in your shirt today?
No kitty in my shirt today. I would have said something.
No kitty in the shirt. All right. You know what it is?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's Arola's Mar Day.
It is. The Illarissi Day events have begun. Not really called Illarissi Day. I mean, last, you know, couple of weeks. Hold on a second. I gotta boost my volume a little bit here. Let's see here. Stereo mix.
Why do I want to say Illarissi? It's Illarissi?
Illarissi.
What did I say?
I think you did. I think you said it right.
I don't know anymore.
No, you said it right.
Illarissi?
Illarissi, yes.
Okay, I keep thinking I say it wrong. God.
Illarissi, yes.
Okay. As long as everybody knows what I'm talking about, we're good. That's why I just say Emar. But I'm used to saying that because I was off. We were on the Emar server.
That's right. Okay, so let's see. So, we have love events going on. The events of love. Love.
And we, hate.
And hate? You don't have hate going on now?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's love. Love will keep us together.
Nope.
What? There's not hate going on.
Well, you'll just have to do the quest line. I can do the evil one.
Well, I just got here. I mean, I've been at work all day. I haven't had a chance to go through the quest.
I haven't done anything. Right now, all I'm doing is the very, very, very first quest, which is find them and catch them. Wait a minute.
Gotta catch them all.
Find them.
Yes.
Find them.
Yes.
Catch them a catch. Find them a find, catch them a catch. That's a word. I mean, mouthful right there.
That's from Fiddler on the Roof. Matchmaker,
really?
Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
Well,
it's from Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay, fine.
And then, of course, there was the old skit on the original Electric Company. the old PBS TV show.
Yeah.
It was a fiddler on the roof who was afraid to fight, so he was a fiddler on the chair.
Fiddler on the chair. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, there are some new quests going on. I've got the Illiteracy Day Returns to Norrath thing from Zam.com up right now, so there are things happening. Let's see what we got here.
All I know is I gotta go out and kill a bunch of stuff.
Oh!
This oh, yeah, I need
love, not death?
Yes, death.
No!
Lots of death.
All right, so there are repeatable quests, of course, going back all the way to 2008, like Find Them a Fine, Catch Them a Catch.
It's just repeatable once a year.
Yes, it is. There are a few non-repeatable quests for those of you who may have new characters this year. The Bouquet of Trust, Hearts Full of Trust, and Sacrificial Trust, non-repeatable. There's also a new non-repeatable quest this year called Unforgettable. So we got Unforgettable, and then there are a few offshoots of that. Shot through the heart, and what's love got to do with it, And Heal the Pain and Tainted Love, or Tainted Love. You can't do both. It's either or.
I could do Tainted Love, and then I could bring in one of my alts to do the other one on, so...
Well, there you go. So, we got quests going on. There are new things to craft. Some of the nice things we are going to craft here. There was a nice outfit, if I remember correctly.
It's neat. I'm going to make that.
Chest wraps, and let me get some links going here.
Sorry.
They do not have an in-game link on Zam.com yet for the chest wrap. Anyone?
Because
have?
You got to go to EQTraders.com.
Well, that they're not going to have the in-game link, which I'm looking for.
Sorry, but they got a nice picture.
Well, so does Zam.com. But yes, you can also check out EQTraders.com. Remember, it's EQTraders and not EQTrader. EQ Trader is a gold farming bastard!
There's a new romantic themed prestige home that arrives on the marketplace tomorrow, by the way.
Ooh, there is?
Yes.
Of course, it couldn't be today, so we couldn't, you know, comment on it, but that's alright. We'll comment on it next week. Because next week is Valentine's Day. Next Tuesday, Valentine's Day, yes. Alright, so lots of stuff to do, lots of things to craft, pillows and taffy and lights and garland. They've started doing garland now.
And sentient beings to kill.
Sentient beings to kill.
Lots of them.
Beings? What, jumping beans? Green beans?
Sentient beings.
Beings, yes.
Well, maybe I'll go out to Enchanted Lands and beat up some halfers.
Hey! You know how I feel about that?
Hey, they're corrupted!
Okay, okay. Do the corrupted
ones. Thank you for putting them out of their misery, so...
Okay, alright. Alright, go and slaughter the corrupted halflings all you want. They're corrupted.
Poor little corrupted halflings. They need to be freed. Yeah.
You must free them. Free them all.
So, oh, man.
There.
Had a busy day.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Well, the new position, being, doing the outgoing mail is being a little more busy than I was used to, actually. So. But I did get a personal letter from, well, not letter, an email, from the president of the company actually thanking me for my efforts. So that's a good thing.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
That's very cool.
I'm like, you know, I get a email from this guy, and I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do? Like, I want to thank you for all your efforts. And, oh, cool, awesome. I like that. That worked for me. So let's see. Before we go any further, I just want to say we're probably going to have a short show today. I woke up today with a sore throat. I've been fighting it all day. I've been sucking on... Halls with Mendelibdis. all day. I'm okay right now, but more than likely I'm going to have to stop sometime during the night. I don't want my voice to go completely out. I've actually avoided full onset of laryngitis for years now, and I'd really like to keep it that way. Oh, when I was younger, I used to lose my voice every year. I mean, to the point where I couldn't talk anymore. Hence the losing the voice part, you know.
Yeah.
So, going to be a short show, or we might play some music or whatever. And a little bit later on, we're turning the tables, and Elquin is going to be asking me 10 questions of doom.
I am going to kite you, and I'm so good, I have 10 questions, and a bonus question.
Bonus question?
Bonus questions.
So we're going to give something away for the bonus question as well, then?
Well, no, it's just... You know.
Okay, so if you get the 10 questions, if I get the 10 questions, they get crap. And if I get the bonus question, they get something good?
Well, no, the bonus question is just a bonus question.
Okay, but why is it a bonus question if it doesn't mean anything?
Well,
bonus question supposed to mean, you know, something good.
Fine, you still got the Snuggie?
Yeah.
It's red.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Right? Well, why don't we make that the prize for the night?
Okay, so when we do our 10 questions of doom, whoever wins will actually get... Oh, if I get the bonus question correct.
If you get the bonus question correct.
If I get the bonus question correct, the prize will be the Snuggie.
Yes.
It is a red Snuggie with the EverQuest 2 logo on it. So, we will see. Okay, so we do have some birthdays I'd like to announce. Birthdays. First birthday of the evening, Chromie Starsong on the Antonia Bell server, Chromie. I'm not sure who the character name is on this one, but it was on my Facebook page, Catherine Ashton. Ashton. So, and Rye Jackie Torment.
Rye Jackie.
Is Rye Jackie a guide? Or...
Yeah.
Okay, Rye Jackie
was.
Was. Okay.
Or is. I'm not sure, but yes, she's been in the guides program.
Okay.
One time or another.
Okay, so... Chromie. Damn it, I lost my notes now. Catherine and Rye Jackie. Here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so happy birthday to you three. Cheddarella is saying that Ryuki used to be in the guide program.
Okay. So there you go.
Apparently not anymore, unless, of course, we get a correction on that.
Well, you know, technically, people who are in the guide program aren't really supposed to say they're in the guide program.
That's correct.
So
we're going to say, no, she's not. No, of course not. We're outing people in the guide program!
At least, you know, if they do say they're in the guide program, then you only know them as their guide persona.
That's right. I have not said her real name, correct?
Yeah, but you've said her main character's name.
Actually, I thought she was Rye Jackie as her guide. But anyway, drop it. You know, some people might say they're trolling for birthday presents. Yeah,
that's
I got.
Bad.
I got my.
That's
thing in
good.
There.
We need a drop it sound effect.
Drop it sound effect.
Yes. Dumbbells hitting the floor or something or 10-pound weight.
That's not good.
No, that's a car crash. No, that's belch. That's not gonna work either.
That's not gonna work, huh?
Nope.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
No, because I already expected them.
You can't.
Yeah, I have. They're coming over for tea tomorrow.
Those who do expect them... We do have a death. You may not know his name, but you probably know his face. Bill Hinesman was the cemetery zombie in the original Night of the Living Dead. The guy was in lumbering in the cemetery?
Yes.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. That guy, the one they were talking about.
Yeah.
He died this week. Bill Hinesman. So there we go. Rotherian on the unrest server says we need to get the Wile E. Coyote drops on the...
Yes. Perfect!
That would
be the idea.
Okay, that would work. I will get that. I will get that later. Well, not now, of course.
That way, when you tell me to drop something, you can actually... You know.
I can't just launch a scarecrow at you.
No, I'll duck.
No.
That sounds like a skeleton, though.
No, that's what the scarecrow sound like.
Oh.
Okay, so, we have illiteracy stuff going on. I do want to thank Win-Win and Tamriel for allowing me to use their music.
I love their music.
I love their stuff. And we need more of it.
More.
If you're a gamer... And you have a band or something like that, something you think might sound good on the show, by all means, you can contact me at demon@kithacore.org. If you have music or whatever and you want to have it on the show, I'm more than happy to play it. I do like promoting artists in the player community. So we'd love to have you. All right, let's see here.
Well, this is nice.
What's that?
Well, you know, usually the only place that you were able to get freshly cut roses for handing out to the romantic reputation quest was in Enchanted Lands.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm in New Hallis and I'm picking up freshly cut roses out of the city.
Ah, nice.
Good. Yes, very nice. And there's like two instances so far. So, you know, I don't know how many I got put back. And... I think there is a title at 500 roses. I don't think I've ever given out 500 roses.
That's the one that I got last year. Let me check my thing. I believe it's the Heartbreaker. Let me check my titles.
I might have it too. So then why do I keep getting it? Hmm? I can't get the same title.
I don't know, but you have to start all over, I guess. Faleria, or Lyria, I can't pronounce that, says their titles at 500, 1,000, and 2,000.
I have Heartbreaker.
No. I did.
1,000?
Yeah, I got the one at 1,000 last year. Let me see. Zam probably has it. Let me check this out here. Illiteracy Day. Let me look here. Oh, come on. Bring it up. Titles.
No, it's in a romantic...
Romantic, what?
Romantic, my romantic...
Reputation.
Yeah, I have Heartbreaker.
Okay, so I got Heartbreaker last year. There is now one called, well, not now.
The
it was
Puritan?
Purient.
And that's at 1,000.
I have no idea what Purient means. Let me look it up. Search for Purient. If I remember correctly, it means you're a whore, basically.
Really?
Let me see here. A purient, inordinately interested in matters of sex, aroused or appealing in an inordinate interest in sex. In other words, you're a slut. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get the prefix of purient, they're calling you a hoe. Psychology, unusually or morbidly interested in sexual thoughts or practices. Exciting or encouraging of lustful and erotic activities.
Yeah, you need that title.
If you're a purient, you're a hoe.
Jethel needs that title.
I need that one. Although I will never give up my Minstrel of Kithacor title.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of things that are ho-ish...
How did we go from you being the Minstrel of Kithacor straight to ho-ish?
Oh, don't you want to talk about the fact that your Dungeon Maker tunes are in... are showing up...
They're naked!
They're naked in the dressing room!
Oh, and it's terrible. Go ahead and look. I don't know.
I was checking this out to make sure that it wasn't just you.
I mean, seriously, looking at a naked Cauldane monk with little patches over her boobs...
Well, at least Sony was wise enough to not put in nibbles and stuff like that, just in case there was a naked bug.
And we know that... How come I never can say those bald-headed guys' name
right?
Yeah,
and folks, Uridites have boxers.
Uridites, boxer shorts. White.
They're in boxer shorts. So they can't tell us that we can't get out of the grunderwear.
Yeah, that's not fair. They've got boxer shorts.
Yes, they do.
White boxer shorts.
And that's all I can see right now. I mean, there's just the Cauldane and the Uridite that would have nudity going on. Well, semi-nudity. The animated hand doesn't count.
The naked hand.
The naked hand. Okay, yeah, that's starting to hurt my voice, actually.
Oops.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be a short show. I don't want to lose my voice. At this point in time, I'm the only one in my department that knows how to do all the outgoing mail and stuff like that, so I would rather not leave them in a lurch if I have to, if I have to stay out. So,
well, you could still do it. You just can't talk.
Very true. Very true.
You can always write it on a piece of paper.
Can Matt come to the phone? Not really. Well, he can, but you're not going to hear him.
Piece of paper, pencil, you know, you can always jot down your notes and hold them up.
Okay, Nida on the Antonio Bale server is linking the new stuff. I actually was interested to see how it would look.
Oh, yeah.
On males. You know what?
It's
actually a half shirt on males, too. It only comes up to the chest. That looks really weird on men.
I can't help it. Grow some boobs. It's great on females.
Yeah, this is obviously meant for women. I don't think they did a male version of this. I'm sorry.
Maybe some males will like it.
Well, perhaps. If guys like wearing tube tops.
Well, you
it's
never know.
It's a tube top for men.
You
no!
never know. You know, there are those type.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Be nice.
Oh, I am being nice. It looks great, but this is not male clothing.
Well, it's not your male clothing.
Well, I suppose if your male character is gay, I have no problem with that whatsoever. But no, Jetha will not be wearing this outfit.
They're saying it looked fine on a Rotunga.
On a Rotunga, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think I have a Rotunga. Oh yeah,
illusion.
I have that illusion in my house. Let me go to my house, and I will check that out in Rotunga form. Go to the house. And we'll check this out, because this is what you want us to do, folks.
Try on clothing.
Try on clothing and report how it looks on Rotungas. We found these fishnets and black leather panties. We're going to put them on Cheez-It and let you know how they look. I wonder how difficult it would be to make fishnets in the game.
Don't know.
Okay, now where's that thing of cheese? I thought I had it. Oh, yeah, I got this thing here.
That definitely sounds like a Station Clash item to me.
Use the beauty cream, and I have to show my illusions.
I didn't think it was the beauty cream. I thought it was the cheese.
Well, there's cheese, too, but the beauty cream is something that Domino gave me.
Okay. Smear yourself with cream. You gotta smear yourself with cream to make yourself look like a Rotunga so you can try on a half shirt.
It's alright, I guess.
just wonder about you.
I'm gonna see if
we need to make see you if need that. To have a smearing of lotion sound effect. You know, squishy gishy.
I don't need a sound effect for everything, huh? I just tried to do the slash chair thing. And it's not showing the dressing room because it's part of the UI, so I can't post a picture of this. Unless, of course, someone gives me the outfit. So let's drop the illusion here.
And it would still not show up as you. It would show up as the outfit on them. You're just going to have to take a picture and post it on Kithacore.
Yeah, I could do that. Later.
Yeah, isn't there a way to do that now?
To do what?
And it shows up on your Facebook?
Yeah, I could just do a screenshot, a regular screenshot. Hold on a second. Go look up. Gloves. Chest wrap. Whoop. Clear first. And gloves. Here we go. And take a screenshot. Now I have to edit the screenshot so I can post it. Oh, where the hell am I?
In your house.
Yeah, I gotta figure that.
Smearing lotion on your body.
Uh-huh.
To become a Rotunga.
Okay, install the game. Zip request 2. Screenshotty shots.
No, I thought it did it automatically to Facebook.
Well, like I said, hon, it won't work looking at it in the dressing room because it's part of the UI. And the screen, the share thing for screenshots removes the UI. So, no.
Well,
hey, I didn't design this thing.
Oh, okay, I see. You don't have it.
What?
Nothing. I'm just a little brain dead.
Okay, image crop. Ah!
You know, all you gotta do is buy the recipes and go make one.
Alright, save. Save as. Rotunga love outfit.
Love. It's time for Rotunga love.
Oh boy. So, what does it look like on a Rotunga?
Well,
looks good.
Hold on a second.
Did it look better on the Rotunga than you?
Well, I guess.
It's not a tube top.
It is a tube top.
It's just a half shirt.
Tube top! Alright, let's see.
We'll say the respawn rate on the Rolus roses is quick. Illiteracy. They're coming up fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I could probably just stand in one spot and collect the same one over and over again and not have to run around. To tell you the truth, that's how fast they're responding. You're taking a screenshot and posting it to Kithacore.
Supple Heart Leather is what it's called, alright. Hope if I had my fingers on the right keys.
Well, yeah. That does help.
Okay, if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, it is uploading now. Send now. There we go. I mean, it looks all right. I mean, they fit it very nicely to the character. You know, I don't see any, you know how on some outfits the edges are poking through and, you know, parts of the body are poking through and stuff like that. I think they did a good job fitting the outfit, definitely.
It looks killer.
But I would say definitely a female outfit.
I just need the sister of Ilarissi's hoods, and that would be a perfect outfit.
It is the same color, isn't it?
Yes.
Excellent.
I have the cloak. I don't have the hood. If I had the hood in that outfit, I could pass as a sister of Ilarissi.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe next year the hood will show up.
Perhaps.
What the hood? Need the hood.
When the hell did this happen?
What?
Facebook changed their picture viewing thing again.
I don't know. They're always doing something different lately.
Instead of the picture showing up and then the comments being under it, the comments are now on the side.
I don't know. I don't use the new layout either. You do.
Well, you're going to have to as of next week.
Hisboo.
And Kalara Baker says, yes, it is a tube top. Tube tops on my Ritonga. Makes
well,
his shoulders
fine.
Cold.
I know a lot of people are going to want them for other girls, so what the hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we go any further, and my voice is my throat is getting kind of raw, so let's go ahead and play a little kiting, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, one sec here.
You're going to play my music to kite you?
Well, maybe. Let's find out, shall we?
Hold on tight. You know she...
Hey! Wait a minute!
On the highway to hell!
That's right! It's time to play Kiting Jando! 10 questions of doom! Alrighty, it is now time to play Kiting Jethel. 10 questions of doom. Here's how we play. Elquin is going to be asking me 10 questions. Depending on how many I get right is how many tells Elquin wants to get.
I get!
Okay, fine, I'll get them just because I'm used
you.
To it.
Yes.
So, for example, if I get 5 correct, I want 5 tells.
When do you ask for it?
When I ask for it, not before. There is apparently a bonus question. If I get the bonus question correct, the prize is going to be the EverQuest 2 Red Snuggie.
Because how else to celebrate Irola's Mar Day with a hug, you know? And that's what a Snuggie is. It's like a warm hug.
Mm-hmm. So if we... If we don't do it this week, we'll do it again next week. You know, if I don't get the bonus question, we'll try the bonus question again next week with Hellfan or whatever. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you got a piece of paper with 1 through 10 written down, or am I taking care of this again? I guess
I don't have a piece of paper, but I'm set.
Okay, I got it. I'll take care of it. Okay, I am ready. Go ahead! Question 1.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
You're positive?
Yes.
Okay. In the quest, a goddess risen,
oh, God.
Which has been suspended till Irolas Mar Day is over.
Mm-hmm.
What two animals show up with Irolas at the battle at the end of the quest?
They are Pegasi.
Okay.
Yes or no?
That's one.
Okay. Number 2.
Okay. What weapon is with Irolas at her statue in New Hallis?
That would be a bow.
Alright. Irolas Mar is known as the goddess of love and what else?
The hunt.
Damn.
Next.
Dalaran Pinot, who is located in North Kinos and Freeport East, gives the Loveline quest every year. If you had to sum up the quest in a few words, what do you mainly do in the quest?
For I'm sorry, which quest?
You can't look it up on Zam.
I'm not looking it up. I missed the name.
Dalaran Pinot.
Uh huh.
Gives the quest Love Lines.
Love Lines. Okay. Sorry, I missed the name. Okay, I missed the name. If I had to sum it up, I don't ask you to sum stuff up.
I just... What do you do in the quest? What is the main point of the quest? Or what do you do in the quest?
He's a matchmaker, isn't he? He's trying to... No, you're trying to get his girlfriend to like him, aren't you? Isn't that it?
Well, that's part of it, but that's not all of it.
Well, I'm gonna have to say I got that one wrong then. I'm sorry.
I got one on you.
Okay, next.
Okay. What is the Hearts of Flutter contest that takes place in the Common Lands and on Tonica? What do you do?
Oh, God. Hearts of Flutter. Oh, crap. Hearts of Flutter. Someone send it to me. No.
No!
Shit, I'm trying to remember what the hell you do in Hearts of Flutter. You have to go around and gather something, don't you? Oh yeah, there's little hearts that spawn on the ground. You have to go around and get as many as you can in a certain time limit, right?
Okay.
I got that one?
Yes.
Okay, number six.
Hunting and killing sentient creatures in Norath have a chance to drop what during Irola's Marte?
Flowers.
Duh!
What? Hurts. You just told me you were hunting sentient things to get the roses.
No.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later then. I misunderstood that. All right, number seven.
Ileana Heartswell.
Okay.
Who's found in Freeport East and Kinos Harbor will take your love notes and heart candies and give you what in return?
The Illyrici coins.
All right.
Number eight.
Damn. What female of the ruling class was revealed to have once been in the Sisterhood of Arolas?
Oh, that's Antonia.
Damn it. God, freaking damn it. Name two of the four enemies of Arolas Mar.
Oh, well, Inaruk.
Okay.
Enemies of love. Kazik?
Yes. That's it. Unless you want to go for, you know, you want to name the other two? There's four of them.
Okay, so I got Inaruk, Kazik, Raylos.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, I got enough to win the question.
You got enough to win the question, but we'll go back to that.
Okay, number nine.
Okay. Name the dream of every follower of Arolas. In other words, what do all followers of Arolas wish they could do to show their true devotion to their goddess?
I don't think it's anal sex.
No.
Although, is that your answer? You know, I'm thinking. Oh. Bring love to others?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, and that was the 10. So what
that
is
was the 10.
Now the bonus question.
Yes.
Actually, wait a second. How many did you get right?
How many you got right?
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping track. Hold on a second.
You got
one,
seven
two,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, I got 8 right.
What do you mean? You missed 3.
I did.
You missed number 4.
Uh-huh.
You missed number 6. You just missed 10.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I mismarked it down. Okay, so I got 7 correct.
Mm-hmm.
So let me clear my chat text. Chat text. Send. Tell. Now! So the 7th person to send me a tell will receive something from the swag box. Let's go ahead and go over those questions. And once we get our winner, we'll try the bonus question.
Okay.
Okay, so number 1 was...
Well, number 1 you got right.
Well,
it's
yeah,
two Pegasuses.
Right.
And the weapon with Irolas at her statue is a bow.
Well, duh. Yeah.
and Eolus Mar is known as the goddess of love and the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one you missed was okay. Dalaran Pinot, who gives the Loveline quests.
Yes.
If you had to sum it up into a few words, what do? You mainly use bad pickup lines on everybody in North Kinos or East Freeport. These are bad pickup lines.
All right.
He has you use your little black book, and he uses these bad pickup lines.
All right.
Okay.
Next.
Hearts of Flutter contest is you run around and you collect heart essences in a certain mm-hmm. amount of time.
Yep, I got that.
Okay. Now, hunting and killing sentient creatures in Norrath have a chance to drop love notes and heart candies.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then you turn those in for the coin, and then you can spend that.
Okay.
And that's number 7, too. And you got number 8. I didn't think you were going to get number 8.
Well, which one was number 8?
What female of the ruling class was revealed to have once been in the Sisterhood of Eolus?
Mm-hmm.
Or Illyrissi?
I know these things.
Is it Eolus or Illyrissi?
Eolissi.
Illyrissi. Oh, I know Eolus. Illyrissi. And the four enemies of the Mars are Inaruk, Kazik Thul, Rayozek, and Bertoculus.
Bertoculus. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and number 10, name the dream of every follower of Illyrissi. In other words, what do all followers of Illyrissi wish they could do to show their true devotion to their goddess? And that is to die in the selfless defense of someone or something they love.
Martyrism. Okay.
Martyrism.
Okay, so let's see who is number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So is Chatterella. Chatterella from the Etonia Vale server is our winner this week. And now let's see if she gets just a random item for the swag box, or do we get a Snuggie? What is the bonus question?
Name the newest outfit of Eolus Mar Day that every female in Norrath is dying to get.
Well, considering that we just covered it, that's the Supple Heart Leather. Alrighty, so, yes. Chatterella is the winner of the EQ2 Snuggie! Alright, so Chatterella gets the EQ2 Snuggie. Excellent, congratulations.
Yay!
Of course, you just logged out. She probably crashed. Now you've been having that trouble today too.
Yeah, I keep having DirectX problems. Before it was memory. Now it's DirectX. I don't know anymore.
I don't know. Lara would like to know if it's an Illyrissi Snuggie. I suppose
no.
that. I suppose.
Well, it's red.
I suppose that's that depends on what she does under the Snuggie, and that's not my business. Correct? She could get some snuggles under the Snuggie.
Oh, God.
The Eolus Snuggie, the Snuggle. You know, I gotta say, these quests for Eolus Day, not for the weak-hearted.
Especially since when you do the Hearts of Flutter contest, you know, one of the prizes is a heart-shaped vase, and they literally mean heart-shaped, like, you know.
Like a real heart?
Heart.
Or?
Yes.
Hmm, okay.
Haven't you ever noticed that? With the it's the vases with the lilies in it?
No.
It's the shape of a real heart.
So not the artsy, stereotypical heart, you mean like a real heart?
Art. Pull out of your chest, stick flowers in it, shove it on a mantle heart.
I did not notice that.
Oh, yeah.
So now we know, and knowing's half the battle.
I always thought that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's been around forever, and when we first got them, you looked at them and went, Heart-shaped vase. Oh, that's bad.
Now, Lara is now linking that. Let me take
there
a look.
You go. Yeah,
and let me take a look at that.
See?
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
See?
I had not noticed that before.
You have not noticed that before.
No, I haven't. If I had, I wouldn't have been surprised at it.
That's been around since, the first Emar day.
Okay, well, I don't, Jethel doesn't have flowers in his house, so it's not an item I would have looked at.
No, you should have.
Really?
How could you miss something like that?
I know, right? I'm such a cat. A fiend and a bounder.
You are.
Apparently.
And I'm still picking up roses. And no, I'm not done with my... What else have I been doing this week? My dungeon.
We went bowling this week. I enjoyed it. The boy said he was going to kick my ass. Guess what? Not so much. You could say he was bowled over.
I did post a picture on my Facebook of you guys playing with your balls.
Of course.
I did not bowl because, I know myself too damn well, and when I start bowling, I start wanting to, slip my hip to the side so I can get that ball down low before I let it go so I have more control over it, and...
Then we would be picking you up.
You'd be picking me up crying because I did that one time, and I was really trying not to do that, and then my,
Yeah.
When you've bowled a lot, you get this, I want to be in this position, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my body automatically went into that position, and my body went, uh-oh. The hip went, ah! So, it popped, and not good.
No.
I just kept score. And, I know they have that little push railing type thing. It's a little ramp. Thing, rails, okay? You put the ball at the top and you push it and it goes down the ramp and,
You just kind of aim you aim the slide.
Yeah, and little kids were using that and I thought, okay, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. This bowling alley's older, it's got rails.
Yeah. I gotta say, I was tired afterward, but I enjoyed us getting out and doing something physical. Some physical activity.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it. I know myself too well.
No, not with your hip. I wouldn't want to call the friggin' paramedics.
Well, it's not for lack of, I'm going to do this. It's just my body will automatically want to, be in that position.
Oh, yeah. I know. You saw me going that position, so.
Yeah, and I used to bowl quite a bit.
Oh, well.
I wasn't in any league or anything, but, a lot of us would always just go bowling, when I was in my teens and 20s.
Yeah.
Because it was something fun to go do.
Yep. And then
you can drink beer while you're bowling, so what the hell?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Also
this week, we saw the movie The Lady in Black, or The Woman in Black. What is it?
Woman in Black?
The Woman in Black, starring Daniel Radcliffe. And I've got to say, I liked it. I am a connoisseur of horror movies. And if I had the choice between most of the horror movies out there and a good ghost story, I enjoy a good ghost story. And The Woman in Black was a good ghost story. One of my favorite movies is The Changeling with George C. Scott that was done in the early 80s. And it gave me that kind of thrill. It was... I don't like the boo and scary and the surprises. It's the what's lurking in the corner. What is that? It's dark down there. Can't see it. Those are the kind of movies that make an impact on me. And Woman in Black, excellent movie to make you sleep with the nightlight on if you're overly sensitive to that kind of thing. I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. The Grudge did that to me too, only because the contortionist that they used for the dead girl was really fucking creepy. They used a freaking contortionist to, you know, to make her all weird undulations and stuff. And it's just, wow. So, yes. Woman in Black, highly recommend it.
But, yeah, this has been a long-running stage play in 1987.
It was?
It was a stage play. And I believe that the stage play is still running. Let me do some checking up here. It's still running in London.
Oh.
I believe.
I did not know it was a stage play.
Yeah, it's been a stage play forever. I know someplace that it is still running as a play. I don't remember where I read it, but becoming the second longest running play in the history of the West End.
Santiago is saying wrong movie.
The Woman in Black?
Woman in Black.
It's been a stage play.
Stage play. Let me look this up real quick.
And then 1989, there was another film based on it. Mm-hmm. And then this one is a remake of that film.
Oh.
But it's based on a thriller novel by Susan Hill.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's been in the Fortune Theater in London's West End for... I don't know if it's still going or not, but I thought I read somewhere that it is one of the longest-running plays they've ever had.
Oh, yes. I'm at thewomaninblack.com, thewomaninblack.com, which is the official website of the stage play. And, yes, it is it is that story.
So some form or another of the stage play has been performed in different theaters all over the place, from what I understand.
Excellent.
So it's a very, very good story. And I know I read one review and they poo-pooed it because, it's Daniel Radcliffe and he still looks like Harry Potter and blah, blah, blah. You know, do not watch any Harry Potter movies before you go see this. Just go see it. Do not think of Harry Potter while you're looking at Daniel Radcliffe. Will you just take him as the character he's playing and do not try to overlay.
Well, you know, that happens a lot when an actor plays a certain character for a long period of time. They get typecast and it's hard for them to break out of that.
I didn't see him as Harry Potter.
Of course, the only problem I had with his character, Daniel's in his mid-20s and he's trying to play a character who should be in his mid-30s.
Well, to our understanding, but back in the Victorian era where this taking place, it is not unusual for a young man to have a full family and married with kids by the time he's 25.
True, true. All right.
And him losing his wife in childbirth was not another, you know, uncommon thing back then.
Oh, Santiago, you are referring to The Sixth Sense. Not The Fifth Element. Totally different. I mean, yes, Bruce Willis is in both, but you're thinking of The Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense.
That's another really good ghost movie.
Yes, I've got to say, probably one of the best, or if not the best, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie. I refuse to refer to him other than M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, because most of his movies just suck. Sixth Element was the exception. The Sixth Sense was the exception. Very good movie. I will not spoil the end because I think if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. You'll never see it coming. That one, and what did we see recently? Devil, about people trapped on an elevator. I don't think that one was that bad. What do you think?
It was okay.
It was all right.
I mean, we already knew that somebody on there was the devil. I didn't expect it was the dead woman already, but...
Oh, sure. reveal the secret ending. Go ahead.
But that midget, where did he come from?
Midget? What midget?
Yes. The midget that climbed out of the roof. I mean, that was him, wasn't it?
Midget.
I am trying to misdirect, okay?
Oh.
Hi. Jeez. Midgets. And then the clown.
Okay. Moving on. Yeah, my throat is getting a bit worn here, so I think we are going to call it an early night. Oh, sure, I can do my job without my voice. I'd really rather not, though. What happens if I come up with a new song and want to sing it and I can't do it?
Then you have to wait.
That's already happened.
Or I make you tea.
That's already happened. I mean, I just died in the fens tonight. I sang that when I was on the verge of laryngitis. And I shouldn't have. So I think we are going to call it a night here, because I don't want my voice getting any more screwed up than it already is. Chatterbella has not logged in since, but we will be sending that Snuggie to her. So congratulations to her. And our winner from last week, I have not forgotten about you, I've just been really busy. We'll send yours out to... Oh, Chatterbella just logged back in. So if you're listening, Chad, congratulations, you won the Snuggie.
The Snuggie.
Well, it's not like a really hard question, for God's sake.
Well, you should have made the...
I'm sorry, I didn't think question. You would... No. Most of the time, you do not care of stuff like that.
I know all.
And then we started talking about it, and I'm thinking, well, hell, maybe he'll forget between now and then.
I know all, and I see all. And we're going to do the time warp again.
But didn't we just do it?
Mm-hmm. Of course. So next week is Valentine's Day. Not sure if we're doing anything. I'll have to see how much money I have at that point. So at the Viva C, I think we had a good weekend this weekend, though.
It was a nice weekend.
Yeah. Alright, folks, I think that's going to do it for this week. So I can try to save my voice, go downstairs, watch some TV or whatever. Alright, yeah, have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry about the short show, but got to do what I got to do. And we'll see you next week. Maybe I can get a guest next week. We'll see. I'm thinking of one.
Well,
we'll see what we can do.
Bribe them.
Bribe them with fudge. No, we don't have any more fudge. And I don't think we really want to make any more fudge.
Speaking of fudge, I do have to make some.
Oh, why do you need to make more fudge?
Well, one of the girls is trying to do that Susan B. whatever breast cancer walkathon thing. She did it last year, so she has a booby bar at work.
A booby bar?
Yeah, it's a snack bar.
Okay.
You know, on her system. So she sells stuff for a buck a piece, you know.
Ah.
So I told her, you know, would fudge sell? And she said, yeah. So I'm going to make her a tray of fudge and she can cut it up and sell it as she wishes.
Well, there you go. It's for charity, so that's a good thing.
She's got to come up with $2,300 in order to go on this walk.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty.
But she did it last year, so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Alright, folks, that's it for this week. I'm going to go downstairs and do something, just not talk for a while. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. Congratulations again, Ched. I'll send that out soon. Good night, everyone. Good night, Oakland.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.